with SRN News. I'm John Scott. A prosecutor says the man on trial in the killing of nursing student Laken Riley went hunting for females on the University of Georgia campus. Prosecutor Sheila Ross told the judge at the outset of Jose Ibarra's trial that the Venezuelan man encountered Riley while she was out on a run and killed her. Ross says Laken died fighting off a sexual assault by her attacker.
What the medical examiner said in this case is that Laken Riley died as a result of the effects of blunt force trauma to the head and asphyxia in OS, not otherwise specified. She can't really say if it was from chest compressions, maybe manual strangulation, but there was something going on in this struggle where this defendant deprived her brain of oxygen for long periods of time.
Ibarra's attorney, Dustin Kirby, called the evidence in the case graphic and disturbing, but he said none of it proves that Ibarra killed Riley. Ibarra entered the U.S. illegally 2 years ago. Also at SRNNews.com, Americans are showing off their willingness to spend. Jackie Quinn has more.
The Commerce Department says retail purchases rose 0.4% from September to October. Auto dealers, restaurants, and electronics stores all reported higher sales, although not as strong as the August to September period. Despite inflation leaving prices about 20% higher than they were 3 years ago, the latest retail sales figure suggests the economy is growing briskly again. Retailers are entering the crucial holiday shopping period. Analysts are forecasting a solid shopping season, although perhaps not as robust as last year's. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And on Wall Street, stocks remain sharply lower, the NASDAQ composite down nearly 500 points. This is SRN News. A Democratic congressman is under fire. SRN's Michael Harrington with that report.
There are mounting calls for Representative Seth Moulton of Massachusetts to resign after he questioned the party's devotion to transgenderism. In an interview with the New York Times, Moulton said, quote, "I have two little girls. I don't want them getting run over on a playing field by a male or formerly male athlete. But as a Democrat, I'm supposed to be afraid to say that." The congressman added that transgenderism might be part of the reason for his party's defeat on Election Day. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Louisiana law requiring the posting of the Ten Commandments in classrooms is being challenged and might one day wind up before the U.S. Supreme Court. But how the justices might rule is hard to project. In 2005, they ruled against a commandments monument at a county courthouse in Kentucky. However, on the same day, the high court reached the opposite result in a case from Texas. This is SRN News. A list of the world's most polluting cities has been revealed at the COP29 summit.
Cities in Asia and the US emit the most heat-trapping gas that feeds climate change, and Shanghai is the most polluting. That's according to new data that combines observations and artificial intelligence to quantify emissions around the world. Seven states or provinces spew more than 1 billion metric tons of greenhouse gases. All are in China, except for the US state of Texas, which ranks sixth. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hungary's prime minister says the European Union must abandon its policy of sanctioning Russia for its war in Ukraine or risk causing an economic collapse. The EU has imposed several rounds of sanctions against Moscow, targeting the energy sector, banks, the world's biggest diamond mining company, and other businesses in the country. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.